Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. It's time for Breaking Chains on YAT Radio. So suit up in your full armor of God with your host, Pastor Roderick Williams, as we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Riding in my vehicle with bad intentions, with a thing in the trunk while I'm blazing a blunt with a mind to do wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know I should've stayed home.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Feeling good doing my thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I never thought I would change.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I came to the point where I fell on my knees and had to do the right thing.
Right thing. Lord, forgive me for being a sinner. I'm rolling, I'm drinking, I'm smoking. I'm riding pistol toting, Lord forgive me for being a sinner. I'm slanging, I'm hustling the block, and I'm dipping through cuts from the cops. Lord forgive me for being a sinner. You told me I got you, I hold you. So I fell on my knees and I told you, Lord forgive me for being a sinner. I know that I made some mistakes, but I'm human and I'm asking you today. Lord forgive me for being a sinner.
Yeah, I had a couple stacks, ride real clean, a 22 inch flats, popping them beans. I had a 12 in the back and always seemed like I had to watch my back running slow. Creeping through traffic with my strap on the floor. Yeah, I was doing the wrong thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I felt like a grown man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I came to the point where I fell on my knees and had to do the right thing.
Right thing. Lord, forgive me for being a sinner. I'm rolling, I'm drinking, I'm smoking. I'm riding pistol toting, Lord forgive me for being a sinner. I'm slanging, I'm hustling the block, and I'm dipping through cuts from the cops. Lord forgive me for being a sinner. You told me I got you, I hold you. So I fell on my knees and I told you, Lord forgive me for being a sinner. I know that I made some mistakes, but I'm human and I'm asking you today. Lord forgive me for being a sinner.
After the club, you know what time it is. Gon' hop in the car, man, you rollin' with a star show there, let me take you home.
Yeah, yeah.
It felt right even though it was wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Feeling good doing my thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I never thought I would change.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I came to the point where I fell on my knees and had to do the right thing.
Right thing. Lord, forgive me for being a sinner.
Please, Lord. Please forgive me, Lord. My God. Please, Lord, forgive me for being a sinner. God bless you. I greet you in the name of God, our Father, God, his Son, Jesus, our Savior, God, his Holy Spirit, our Comforter. I pray all is well with you all throughout the land. Father God, we ask for forgiveness for being a sinner, Lord God. Father God, we come before your throne, Lord God, right now, Lord God, to give you thanks, honor, glory, and praise, Lord God. Through your Son, Christ Jesus, Lord God, and his Holy Spirit, Lord God. Father God, we thank you for life for another day. We thank you for the many blessings bestowed upon us and our families. We thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy. Right now, Father God, we stand up against the enemy and tell him to take his hands up off of us, Lord God, individually, Lord God. Take his hands off of me, Lord God, my family, Lord God, my children, my grandchildren, my loved ones, Father God. This ministry that he's trying to attack, Lord God, to remove himself right now in the name of Christ Jesus. We are covered in the blood of the only begotten Son of yours, Father God, Christ Jesus himself, Father God. The hedge of protection is around us, Lord God. There are two or more gathered in his name right now, so he's in the midst, Father God. And we thank you as you bless us, Lord God. You protect us and guide us, Lord God. We stand up in against the enemy right now, touching and agreeing in the spirit all around the world, Father God. Standing up against him, telling him to take his hands off our health, Father God, our mentality, Father God, our finances, Father God, our family, Lord God, and everything that associated with us, Father God, everything that is not of you, Father God, to be removed and cast down in the pits of hell where it belongs. We stand in agreement in the spirit all over the world in the name of Christ Jesus, Yahshua himself, Lord God, Elohim, Lord God. Yahweh is our Father, Lord God. You are the one, Lord God. We are going to trust in you, Lord God. We're going to come together in unity, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We want to be one with you, Lord God. Blessing all of your ministers, Lord God, your fivefold ministry, Lord God, your houses all over the world, Lord God, as you raise us up, Father God, change for the kingdom, your kingdom, God, shall be done on the earth as it is in heaven. We claim it now to be so in your name, Christ Jesus himself. Father God, we thank you, led of your Holy Spirit, all over the world, all of God's children say amen, hallelujah, and thank you as we become one with you.
I want to be one with you. I want to live in your truth. I want to be spirit-led. Jesus, my daily bread. Oh, yeah. Father and Master of the universe, in my heart I know you design you to be first. Lord, help me and I will do the best I can. Have mercy on me, cause I am just a man. Guide me day by day and light my path. Don't let me go too slow or move too fast. Pour your spirit out and anoint me afresh. I don't wanna hurt no one, don't wanna make a mess. I wanna be a tree who can bear much fruit, and not a broken branch dressed in a three-piece suit. I wanna be a light for the world to see, that love and mercy flow through everything in me. And if I should sin while I'm on my way, I'll call out to you, confess my sins and say,
Radio is signing on. It's the special assignment. You ready? Let's go get them. It's time to break chains. YAT Radio.
Like an anthem, man. Them horns got me feeling real heroic right now, baby. Yes, this is my 300 music. I'm about to get my Leonidas on, fam. Let's ride in, baby.
You ride with me, baby.
Let's get it.
I got my full armor on, my head to the sky. I'm going in the battle with my own.
Let's get it, man. I'm for, baby. In the battle with my arms up. And when it's war time, soldiers go to the front line. And you can go on that. But this one more, we don't gotta worry about losing.
I ain't turning back.
Because it's already
I ain't turning back.
Want to bring Canes in your life? Give us a call at 858-357-9137 and let your voice be heard on YAT Radio.
It don't matter what it look like. It don't matter what it feel like. It don't even matter what nobody else think, you understand? It's my season, man. And I'm taking it off the top just
what
like
you
that,
heard
you understand?
God.
Gotta get it out the mud, yeah. So ain't got time for no playing, cause these faith work if I love,
yeah.
And I love the fact that he's playing me, and I give it back when I praise him and fulfill the purpose he gave me. Waiting on the direction, and surrounded by his protection. I know you can see the headlight in me, cause I wear it round like a necklace,
yeah.
God done gave me his passion, it stirred up in me and it's going down like life.
Yeah.
tell you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I pray all is well. Drew Tony, G-O-N, Williams Music Group. I tell you, God got me. It's our season. Oh, man, I tell you. Giving our honor, glory, and praise to our Heavenly Father. Oh, man, Yahweh, the great I Am, His Son Elohim, Christ Jesus, Yahshua, His Holy Spirit, our Comforter. You know, I pray that you had a wonderful weekend and to kick off your week was great and everything is going smoothly. But I want to talk about some things tonight. And that song right there, it's our season. And we have to acknowledge that. We have to pay attention to what God is doing, what He's already said, what He's put in front of us, and what path that you're going to choose in your life. How about that? We give shout out to our overseer and our mentor, the pastor, Dr. Levert Kemp. All our love goes out to him, Pastor Jackson, all of our pastors out there, our P31 ladies, you know, our strong ladies that are always present, you know, Sister Andrea, Sister Amy, my Sister Sonia, you know, they be grinding for us, our men of valor, you know, our young people all over the world. We have to stop pointing our finger of blame at them. And because the scripture says, train up a child in a way he should go and he will not depart from it when he gets older. Right. So, you know, it's our responsibility, just like our parents trained us, brought us up and did things that there were areas in life and generations where, you know what I'm saying, people stumbled, ball was dropped, you know, and the power and the will and the way of our Heavenly Father wasn't present. Okay. You know, so shouts out to the fivefold ministry out there doing the work of the Lord and out there in the vineyard, you know, because the harvest is definitely plentiful, but the laborers are few. And at this time where we are in life today, you know, perilous times, the end times, you will know the last days are among us because, you know, everybody say we had the last days and all that happened at Calvary when Christ left the earth. You understand what I'm saying? So the thing about it is we have to pay attention to what's going on around us and do what we need to do. Breaking chains ministry is all about standing up against darkness. You know what I'm saying? That evil world, the prince of darkness and his cronies. Because it's out there, but it's a spirit, you know, it's an evil spirit, and there's God's spirit, you know, that Holy Spirit, and it's about that evil spirit lurks everywhere, you know, it has attacked all of us. So we are not a ministry attacking anyone personally. We just come up against and expose and talk about the evil things that overtake our families, ourselves personally, that is trying to interfere with God's house and His leadership of His house and leadership all over the world, from politics to corporate to education, law enforcement, you know, the law, everything. So much is being affected, so we're definitely not attacking it. I want to let you know, because we are the church. Christ told Peter, listen, upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of Hades will not be able to prevail against it. So if we're going to be saying, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world, we have to stop being double-minded and unstable in all our ways, trying to straddle the fence. Trying to please a man and God. You know what I'm saying? He said, you can't serve two masters, you know what I'm saying? God and money, that's the worldly things. So it's time to make that decision in life. We're at that point. It's our season. You know, it's taking place all around. People are talking. Listen. I wanted to talk about unity tonight, and you see a lot of people talking about a lot of the same things. And when you hear it, you hear people talking about this and that. You know what I'm saying? No accolades to anyone. God gets all the glory and everything because, you know, God gives us free will. And it's up to us to choose which way that we're going to go. And the thing about it is that, you know, you could do a lot of talking, but are you listening? Are people listening? You know, a lot of people are so attracted to music and videos and pictures and a lot of things like that. And we're not getting the picture. We're not getting what God has already put out there for us. You know, faithful is our God. He's a faithful God. You know, and it's time for us to become faithful to Him, and start doing the things that have been asked of us, called of us when we were chosen. So I introduce you tonight to our special assignment, and it's really about, you know, Where's our unity? Where's the togetherness? You know, where's the love? You know, what is it that we're doing? Why are we so separated? Why are we so individually, mentally, individually mentality. Let me have that said that way. Forgive me. That individual mentality, whereas, you know, if I'm not in charge of it, it's not my idea, I'm not going to be a part of it. If I can't have any input, I'm not going to have any part of it. And your input is all about what our accepting of our charge in the Great Commission. You know, if you're a teacher, you're a leader of church, you know what I'm saying, you took on a charge, you know what I'm saying, for God and Christ, you know what I'm saying, to preach the word, to go out and teach his people and be leaders. Those that are teachers, you know what I'm saying, we're all going to be held to a higher standard, a higher accord. You know what I'm saying? Too much is given, to much is required. So if we're gonna take on the trueness of leadership of God's house, God's church, you know what I'm saying? There are gonna be things that's gonna come up against us that we have to stand up against. But then we have to show that brotherly love and that togetherness. You know, because 1 John 4 says, if anyone says that I love God and hates his brother, he's a liar. If he does not love his brother whom he has seen, and cannot love God whom he has not seen. Everybody knows that scripture. And we're at a point in life right now in society, this generation, you know what I'm saying, however you want to, you know, word it, this time frame of life, you know, on this journey, it's a lot going on. And it's a lot being thrown at people to put them in fear mode when God didn't give us that. He gives us a spirit of fear. You know what I'm saying? We have a, listen, our sound mind comes through his Holy Spirit that's in us. You know what I'm saying? Seriously. And the thing about it is, what is breaking chains all about? It's just about coming on, talking about things that maybe you want to talk about and you don't have anybody you want to express it, but you just need it to know that somebody's been through what you going through, what you've been through, been down that road, and all of those great things, showing that true love. Listen, we all have flaws. But 1 Corinthians 12 tells us that if one member suffers, all suffer together. Because if one member is honored, all rejoice together. But we turn things around, because when your brothers and sisters are going through it, are you there for them? And if you're there, are you letting your left hand know what your right hand is doing? You got your camera out, taking the picture, looking for accolades. Listen, we've all done things that we regret in life. But you know, holding yourself accountable and guess what? And asking for forgiveness so you can move forward. See, in order for change to be broken and for change to take place, we have to take 1 Corinthians chapter 1 serious. When it says that, now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, and there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. We have to pay attention to where we are in life. What are we doing? What is it that has us so divided? You know, our ancestors went through a lot of things, man, to get us where we are today, and we can't stand each other. You know? And the thing about it, Proverbs 17 says, a friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. You know what I'm saying? We're going to go through things, but why are we turning our backs on each other? Why are we leaving each other out there in the cold? What is it? What is it about us that we don't like? What is it about your sisters, your brothers that make you turn your nose and make you talk about them and put them down? What is it? Is it you? What is it? What is it that's going on that's ripping us apart and destroying the love and breaking the bonds of unity? What's going on? Where's the love? Why aren't we coming together as a people? Building, you know, business, finance, agriculture, engineering, you know, just building. We have the knowledge and the skills. What's keeping us from doing that? I want you to think about that for a second. What is it that's keeping us from coming together, empowering each other, and building? What is it? Think about that. You got to believe that it can happen. If you working on it, and you can believe that it can happen, and you're surrounding yourselves with the right people, it's going to happen. But you got to believe. You got to have that faith. You got to know that it's going to take place. You got to believe what Ecclesiastes 4 says, where it says, well, two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. Two or more gathered in his name, he's in the midst. What's keeping us from coming together? What's the problem? You got to believe that it's real and it's true. YAT Radio, Break a Chain, Special Assignment, Pastor Rod hanging out.
Having hard times, living in a world so cold, like dealt some cards now. People trying hard not to fold, pressure they heart now. Feels like they about to explode, while feeling down, they asking, is this the life that I chose? It seems so unfair, man, we just trying to survive, but it's like no one cares. We living life just to die, and when I come, share that Jesus cares about your life. Their heart is hard, they disbelieving, they feel with too much pride to cry. Lord, I surrender my all or cry. Lord, will you answer my call? Cause this life is not easy, God, why I gotta be me? It's hard for me to trust, cause when I do, somebody leaves me. See, life without Christ is not life, it's daydreaming. Day in, day out, I peep them sitting, thinking, drinking tall. Day in, day out, I peep them sitting, thinking, drinking tall ounces. Trying to figure out why this the way the ball bounces. Say he should smile. His mug mean cause life is. He wants that good life. A Cadillac truck with nice wheels. And the culture say to get it, live like the thugs live. A hustler's ambition. Since the day he was born, I wished it was different. Is this place really the norm? So when I go witness, God's forgiveness seems foreign. His heart is dark. He disagrees and he's filled with too much scorn to cry. Lord, will you take me as I am or cry? Lord, can you make me a new man? It's so greasy, God, why it's gotta be me? Why can't I be that dude I saw rapping on the TV? Questioned by some who's blind to the grace that's free. Day in, day out, I peep them sitting, thinking, drinking tall. Day in, day out, I peep them sitting, thinking, drinking tall. I'm trying to figure out why is this the way the ball bounces. Today. And a lot of these folks just might miss it, caught up in their worldly ways, not knowing they can change in an instant. It just takes faith to get in this, but it's been replaced by religion. So cats remain blind, thinking that their works just might save them, and some just stay high, thinking there's no way you would take them, saying it's a hard life. Complaining when I go witness, and I ask them what if God did this so he could get your attention. So you cry, Lord, I confess and believe or cry. Lord, I see it's you that I need, but change is so hard. Life is mean in these streets, and it seems there's no God. But see, since Adam and Eve,
bounces. Trying to figure out why just the way the ball bounces.
Gotta believe. That's the Dasha. Listen to that. Seriously, if we want to see change, we got to believe that change can take place. We got to believe that. And a lot of times, you know, our belief system is shattered.
Why is it shattered?
You know what I'm saying? Because we don't know how to let go of the past. We don't know how to move forward. And a lot of times, you know, we sound like we're blaming someone, and it's not about that. Hey, it's Breaking Chains, a special assignment podcast. I'm Pastor Rod. God bless you. Honor, glory, and praise to our Heavenly Father, His Son, Jesus, His Holy Spirit. Listen, you know, unity and love leads to the empowerment, activating the power of God within us. Because in order to have the unity and love, we have to first love Him because He first loved us. And we got to believe that that is true. We got to believe that there are people that God places around us that are also there to help lead and guide us and be that guiding light. No one walking the earth knows everything. I don't care what they say. Seriously. You know, listen. We have to activate our faith. God says all you need is the faith the size of a mustard seed. Mustard seed is very small. What am I talking about tonight? What is the purpose? You don't pass us on and talk about it. I'm not tripping about it. Listen, because someone is out there listening and turning their life over all over the world, you know, in Ghana, Zimbabwe, you know what I'm saying, our brothers and sisters, you know what I'm saying, on the East Coast and West Coast of the U.S., you know what I'm saying, up north, in the south, you know, all over the place. And God says as long as one soul comes and returns their life back to Him, you know, all of heaven rejoices. You know, what is your purpose? You know, and I asked you before I played that song because you just got to believe. You got to activate your faith, but you got to understand what faith is. And God says faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So do you have faith? Do you have faith? Do you have love? Do you know what love is? You understand? And listen, it's not about what man say love is. It's about what God has already said. Listen, there are so many different religions, and no disrespect to anyone, and no religion, no head of different religion or anything. But what I'm saying is that there's only one God. You know, there's only one God. And if anyone has that hate, bigotry, racism, you know, all of this evil, you cannot love, you know, for real, because you don't know God, because God is love. The scripture tells us that. the scripture let us know in Hebrews 13 that you know, that brotherly love continue. You know, he lets us know, don't neglect to show hospitality to strangers, because you may have entertained angels and unaware of it. We don't know who God has written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We should be striving, praying, and living to be sinless and upright every day for our own selves. Because we got to remember what Romans 5 told us, that God showed his love while we were yet still sinners, and God allowed his only begotten son to be sacrificed for us, to shed his blood for the remission of our sins, because we was already doomed. You know, and Psalms 133 let us know that how good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell in unity. We are so, listen. You know, let me say this. I'm gonna correct myself. I sit back and I read, I study, I pay attention, I look and see what, you know, is being said in different areas of media, and you know, I don't get caught up in different, you know, debates and so many things about different religions and everything, because you know, I've never really wanted to be that one to say that this ministry is about I myself personally. It's about, you know, attacking someone's religious beliefs. You know, it to me, you know what I'm saying? We all are a spirit in a fleshly body, you know, and it's up to you, you know, where you want to go with that. So, you know what I'm saying? We've all done wrong to someone in some way. But we have to ask ourselves, what is it that's causing us to interfere in each other's lives with hatred and babbling of the mouth, with gossiping and destroying of character and you know, just all kind of negative things. And the hurt felt thing that you see a lot of is that so many people are saying, well, you know, please, I ain't got time for that person. You know what I'm saying? They got this going on, this, that, and this, and that, and this, and that. And it's so hurtful, because what it takes you to is the scripture when the man was in the street, and you know what I'm saying, he'd been robbed and just beaten and everything, and left in the middle of the streets, and you see the you know what I'm saying, the scribes, the high priests and the Pharisees crossing over, you know, homeless man just, you know, taking advantage of, left in the streets, and you know, they wouldn't help him. But here comes this, you know what I'm saying, this, who would they say is just a common man, you know what I'm saying, ain't got nothing, ain't worth nothing himself, but he's the one that stops, pick him up and take him to the inn and pay for his room and have him to be fed and taken care of and clothed and cleaned up. You know, so what is it that's keeping us from doing these things? We do a lot of, you know, listen. I'm just talking about love and unity, man, empowerment. You know, we have to go up against the things that are put right there in front of us. You know, are we perfect? Am I perfect? No, never would acknowledge that. Do I have standards? We all got standards and boundaries in life. All of us do. There are a lot of people that hate you because of who God called and chose you to be, the anointing that God put on you. A lot of, you know, you hear Pastor Kemp tell us a lot of times that they know who you are, but you just don't know who you are. we don't pay attention to who we are in the spiritual realm of Christ's Holy Spirit. A blessing and a gift strictly from God under His love, grace, and His mercy. If we're going to be made in the image and the likeness of the Godhead, what does that say about us? What does that say about you? What does that say about me? You know, are we all about what Scripture says that we should be in Galatians 5? You know, our tree should have the same type of fruit. And listen. Being children of God and brothers and sisters through Yahshua, listen. We should be able to go and keep each other nourished with the word and you know what I'm saying, well pruned and you know what I'm saying, you know, clipped up and everything, because God put the same thing in us: it love, that joy, that peace, that patience, that kindness, that goodness, that faithfulness, gentleness, that self control. You know, because against such things there's no law. So are we making sure that we exhibit that in our own personal lives, and then letting our light so shine so that others may see the goodness of the Lord, so that He may get the glory. What I'm saying tonight is that we have to start speaking out about the things that are affecting, you know what I'm saying, our lives, our families, our communities, our homes, you know, our children most importantly. That's our future generation, but we have faith for tomorrow, but we have to live for today and let tomorrow take care of itself. Yesterday is history, it's past, it's gone. We have to be persistent and consistent. Did I say that right? Because see, we want to do it when we want to do it, and every time that we come back to do it, it's you know, there's no consistency to it, and you ain't persistent about it at all. Because everything that goes on in the earth should be addressed. Listen. When you say test the spirit by the spirit, what do you think that means? What you think that's about you? It's a part of you, but it's not about you. It's coming through you. And it's coming for a purpose. What is it that God assigned you to do in the earth? Do you know? You know, let me ask you something. Is your only purpose right now just to be all about, you know what I'm saying, listen, seriously, just about, you know what I'm saying, getting up, going to work, making money, living, you know, going out every weekend, partying, you know what I'm saying, and doing your thing and sitting back, just, that's, you know, are we so complacent and stuck in our ways that we don't want change, we fear change, we just okay with it, you know what I'm saying? You know, listen, and then we listen, this is where a lot of people find this up, because you see a lot of postings on it, on this right here. Listen, if it wasn't for, I don't need no man, I don't need no woman, I could do this, you know what I'm saying? If I ain't in this relationship, in this situation, I can be doing this or doing that right there. You understand what I'm saying? Listen to what I'm saying. We talk that way and we get that way, but then we say, well, you know what I'm saying? You know, hey, I'm you know, I'm saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. No disrespect, you know, I'm not trying to disrespect anyone. But you know what I'm saying? You got to remember that the devil himself, you know, illusioned himself to be like an angel of light. Because one thing about it is that when that evil is the one that, you know what I'm saying, puts up a character as being a fisher of men, and he's just a different kind of fisherman, and he lure you in, and he catches you, and once he gets you into the boat, you understand what I'm saying? Listen, that hook's still in your mouth. He's got you. So you have to pay attention to what's coming at you, what you nibbling at, what you biting at, what's being used as a bait to lure you in. We've all bitten the bait, but it's at a point right now, my brothers. It's at a point right now, my sisters. You know, my young people, where it's time to go ahead and, you know, regurgitate all that nonsense and you know, grab the right bread for your life. You know, the bread of life, because it has that sweet taste. It's gonna be good. It ain't gonna get bitter once you bite it. The taste never changes. Because God never changes. The word never changes. And we have to empower each other to start taking that bite. We all are going through something every day. We all are dealing with something every day. But we all have something in common. And it's in our hearts. You know, and that's the love that we have for God. The love and the thanks, you know, that we have for the sacrifice he made for his only begotten son. You know, it wasn't just about the remission of sins by the shedding of his blood. But look at so much that took place. You know, look at so much that took place. You know, of course, most importantly, you know, hey, the remission of sins, man. I tell you, whoo. but doing that process, doing that torture, that road to torture and persecution and murder, you know, wounded for our transgressions. Listen, wounded for our transgressions. Your transgressions. Think about that. He was wounded for our transgressions. You know what I'm saying? Everybody. That, and then not only that, ones that ain't even got here yet. You understand what I'm saying? Wounded. You know, and how many people are on the earth today? 8-point-some billion people. And one man was wounded for all of our transgressions that goes against law, rule of code of conduct, and offense. You know, code of conduct, just that in itself. Seriously, you know, yours and my iniquities. I just told you 8-point-some billion people. You know, and what do you feel about that? You know, that being immoral and with grossly unfair behavior, bruised for that now. 8-point-some billion people. You know, the chastisement for our peace was on him. 8.7 billion people now. We talking about that. And you know, we can't come together. You know, we can't come together. A lot of us been chastised growing up, man. Let me tell you something. So, you know, who got to tell you about that? That severe criticism. You understand what I'm saying? Listen. By his stripes, we're healed. And his blood for the remission of sin. And we can't come together. We can't make that, you know, we can't make a sacrifice. We have to make a choice of the steps we take in life based on money and bling and cars and big houses and, you know what I'm saying, big fancy this and big fancy that, and you know what I'm saying, this and that and this and that, who got the best, is that how you make choices for your life? No, seeking ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, so all that can come to you anyway, because it's already yours. Do we have to continue to look down upon one another, despise one another, hate on one another, be jealous of one another, envious of one another, backbiters, backstabbers, gossipers, character destroyers, name stompers, hand bands? Out of everything that we do that is unpleasing before the Lord every day, he still keeps the door open for us. He still gives us that opportunity. He still stands there and knocks so he can come in and sup with us. Continuously show us his love, his grace, and his mercy. You think about that now. And we can't come together. We can't love each other. We can't build. We can't empower. We can't unify. This is who we say we are. It's time to show it. He show it every day. When he wake you up, breath of life, wake up, rise. Long as you breathing, you need to be thanking him right now. Pausing and saying, thank you, Lord, for keeping me. Break your chains, YAT Radio.
Forgive me, Lord, I thought I could take care of myself. But I found out that I needed you. And if it had not been for you, I don't know where I would be right now. There were many times I didn't have money. My finances were all messed up. But you, oh, thank you, Lord. You made a way out of no way. Open doors, closed in my face. I had family who misunderstood me. I had no friends to walk away. But you always stood by my side. Always been my God. I went down the wrong road. I just got real bad. You didn't let me go. And I wonder, is there anybody out there? Are you glad to be kept by the law? Can you wave your hand and give God praise? Can you wave your hand today?
Now time for Breaking Chains on YAT Radio, where we will be discussing the importance of spiritual, mental, and physical health. Get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
Complete the job the Lord Jesus gave me. I live to tell the world his message. Romans 1:16. I'm not ashamed. I ain't ashamed.
We sold out. Seeking God's faith till we fold out. We want it, we got it. We ain't trying to hold out. Break me, shake me, mold me. I'd rather die like Christ than live unholy.
We sold out.
Seeking God's faith till we fold out. We want it, we got it. We ain't trying to hold out. Break me, shake me, mold me. I'd rather die like Christ than live unholy.
Before you sleep at night, the same God you disrespect when
when you creep at night. Seek the light. Ain't no trying to plead for life. Talk about I'm sorry, God, he like leave my sight. The key to life is none other than Jesus Christ. If you were slave to your ways, be free. For now we sold out. Seeking God's faith till we fold out. He wanted, we got it. We ain't trying to hold out. Break me, shake me, mold me. I'd rather die like Christ than live unholy. We sold out. Seeking God's faith till we fold out. He wanted, we got it. We ain't trying to hold out. Break me, shake me, mold me. I'd rather die like Christ than live unholy. I spit these bars, not to get no chicks and cars. Not for spinners on the wheels of expensive cars. Man, I do this for the folk that like to lift they arms. Praise the God who gave his life so he can give us ours. Man, I do this for the blocks in the hood. The rocks in the hood. Jesus Christ, cornerstone. Getting props in the hood. Folks think we crazy and delirious. Clicked up 40 deep, all saved, all serious. And if you curious, we got some proof, man. We got some answers, we got some truth, man. Telling folks you know that God is watching you, man. Romans 10:9 is all you got to do, man. We sold out, seeking God's faith till we fold out. We want it, we got it, we ain't trying to hold out. Break me, shake me, mold me. I'd rather die like Christ than live unholy. We sold out, seeking God's faith till we fold out. We want it, we got it, we ain't trying to hold out. Break me, shake me, mold me.
I'd rather die like Christ than live unholy. We sold out. That's what time it is. Time for us to get sold out. Time to get sold out. All right. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I pray that you are meeting that qualification right there, being sold out, because that's a serious one. I'm sold out. Hey, guess what? Greet you in the name of God, our Father, God, His Son, Christ Jesus, God, His Holy Spirit. I pray all is well all throughout the land. Thank you for turning us on, stepping into the second hour of Breaking Chains, a special assignment for this Monday. Shout out to our overseer and our mentor, Pastor Dr. Levert Kemp, Pastor Jackson, P31 ladies, our men of valor, you know, all of our leaders of the church, our fivefold ministry. You know, God bless you. Continue to do your work and stay strong. Keep the faith. And, you know, I know you're saying, I'm not trying to say anything disrespectful. I'm just saying that we're praying for you. You know, we're definitely constantly lifting you up in prayer and the work that you're doing for the kingdom. Amen. Listen, let's make sure that we are on one accord here. Breaking Chains is just all about coming on, having a conversation, man. This ministry here, Breaking Chains, is just that voice. It's here for a platform for you to speak up and speak out, okay? You know, over at Young Adults Talk, the slogan is leaving a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence. So many people have been quiet and held so much pain and hurt and frustration in and haven't been able to talk about things. You know what I'm saying? We've all been through situations. We've all put other people in situations. The thing about it is that the lack of communication is a problem. And it starts with the lack of communication within ourselves first. You know, if we can't confront and hold ourselves accountable for the things that we deal with personally, there's no way that nothing else can move forward. So this ministry is all about just exposing things that we need to address within ourselves and stepping into boldness to speak against the enemy through the word, you know what I'm saying, Christ himself, you know, and standing on the power that it gives us. Because you have to understand something, that the enemy has no power unless you give it to him. You know, he's going to come and look for that weak vessel. He's going to do that. But we have to say we're not going to be weak anymore. And listen, we all have shortcomings. We all fall short of the glory. We all stumble every day in some way, shape, form, or fashion. It doesn't matter if anybody denies it or agrees with it. It doesn't matter. It's just the truth. And the thing about it is that we come on here to put ourselves on the forefront, you know what I'm saying, to lead the charge that God has given us, you know, leadership over. To break chains, which is something that we have to do in our lives. We have to break away from that dark spirit, that evil spirit, that darkness that tries to come up against us. You know, we are the church. And the church is the body. And the body has many members, but it's one body. So you and I don't have to continuously prove or try to what stand separate as if what? I don't know. You can't be part of a body over there. A toe can't stand over there by itself and work. An eye can't roll over there and sit over there and work. Listen. We're not after the church, okay? We are the church. I love my brothers and sisters. I love everybody. You know, so let's get that up front. Listen, let me move on. Okay. My point tonight was all about that unity, that love, that empowerment, coming through the love of God, coming together. You know, celebrating life in brotherly love, so that we can build. You know, so that we can build, so that we can grow together, so that we can change our homes and our families and our communities and our own system of understanding in our communities and what we're going to say enough is enough. Listen, we are tired of all of that. Stop talking about it behind closed doors and bring it out into the streets. We have to start being orderly, decent and in order. But we also have to stop, you know, allowing things to be done and just going with the flow, because you saying that's just that it is what it is. No, that's not the truth. These cliches and these slogans have no precedent at all in our lives anymore. We have to wake up now. You know, we are patient. We're patient people. People talk about us because we love and we have patience and we're kind. And then but then people say, well, you know what I'm saying, they got another side to them. Yeah, because we still flesh too. We still human just like you. We still a work in progress, but people like us that are real. Not ashamed to stand up and say, yeah, I messed up, man. I messed up bad. People will block you out of their lives because you have gone through something and listen, let me talk about me. Listen, I've been in a place in my life, especially the last year of a physical thing that affects you mentally. You know what I'm saying? And something that has been going on that I had to deal with that, you know, not to go through a long story, but for a long time in my life and was unaware of what it was. So when I found out and the in-depthness of the details and the other causes that affected in my health. You understand what I'm saying? So a lot of times, you know what I'm saying, people find themselves, and I found myself in a place where, you know, it was uncomfortable to hear about it. You know, it's uncomfortable to think about it. And you say, well, you're supposed to turn over to the Lord. Yeah, of course. If I didn't turn over to the Lord, I probably wouldn't have got this far with everything that's going on around. You understand what I'm saying? But sometimes I found myself being in an uncomfortable place or you know what I'm saying, wanting things to be this way or that way. And, you know, being in my emotions and my feelings because of what I was dealing with. And when you bring on things that, okay, well, this person or that person, he or she is not meeting your personal, then you lose focus. So it's not, you know, we have to get to a place where we have to, you know, understand what's going on around us so that our flexibility of dealing with situations come into play. You know, God has to humble you sometimes when he's constantly telling you to do something or don't do something or slow down. You get your attention. God has to humble you. Takes you through some storms there. and I can honestly say it's because of you know, wanting to help others and do it this way to bring others aboard with you and open the door to invite others to the feast and all of these great things and want to include others in the blessing. Then God be like, well, those are not the ones I want. So, you know, God has God held up something because maybe you're in the wrong place with the wrong people at the wrong time? It's the right time for God, but it was the wrong time for you because we wanted to do it our way. Because you know what I'm saying, I read something on social media, and I give shouts out to the ministry that you know what I'm saying, is a part of that. I want to say Apostle Ryan Lestrange, I want to give him shouts out for that. He was letting us know to be flexible in this season because he told us that, you know, we can't afford to be so rigid in our plans and pursuits that we miss what God is doing. See if we're not, you know, in communication and in one accord on what God is doing, we wander around and then we miss it. You know, and he said that many are going to be asked to go to places they never imagined. Things are going to change, but you got to step away from that fear and allow the change to take place. You know, it's time for us to connect with people that we don't know, and they're there to fulfill the assignments they never thought of, and that we prayed for, and God has sent these people, and we got to stop, you know, getting in the way. I said it last week, we getting in our own way. We move ourselves out of the way so God can do what he needs to do. Because it's our season. I keep saying that, you know what I'm saying? It's in my spirit, and God is sending his people in this season, in this hour. And you know, it's strictly from him. And you're going to know it. But we have to be open-minded, sober-minded, watchful, flexible. Test the spirit by the spirit. You know? Because one thing about it is that when God changes things, you know what I'm saying, we have to bend under his way. Everything changes, and it's not about us if we know better. His plans are our plans, so we shouldn't be having to modify, you know. And we should always be ready to move when God says move, when he say go. We get stuck in our own ideas and opinions too much. Seriously. God bless the apostle. He's speaking the truth. You know, we want to move with our homies or our homegirls, you know what I'm saying, and put God somewhere down the list. But, you know, Isaiah 64 says, but now, O Lord, thou art our Father. We are the clay, and thou art our potter, and we are all the work of thy hand. So the truth about it is that, you know, we have to get to a place where we have to realize that God is in control. It's time for us to get on the right track. It's time for us to accept our calling. It's time for you to walk in your anointing. It's time to know that, you know what I'm saying, and accept the fact that, you didn't choose him. He chose you. God told you the truth. You didn't choose me. I chose you. It's time for us to accept our assignment. It's time for you to go and get up. You already know that God has called you for this season to bring unity back to the community, to bring love back to the family, to empower the young people to follow after the truth so that they will know the truth. See, they're already angry because of the way that they've been treated and made out to be in media and in the world, and now how they come back and get them and use them and abuse them and capture them with evilness and all of this. Listen, we are God's children. Ask and it shall be given unto you. In his name, Christ Jesus' name. Listen, call him what you want, Yahshua. Elohim. Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah. Yeah, all the names. Listen, listen. God knows who he is. God knows what's going on down here. God knows the different religions. God knows who's true to him and who's not. You make sure that you are. Make sure that you are true to him. Make sure that you are real with him, okay? Make sure that you are on one accord. You know, because we are at war. We're in spiritual warfare right now. And we have to remember and continuously tell ourselves that God is our fortress, our stronghold, and my deliverer, my shield. We have to take refuge in him and who subdues people under me. These attacks are going to come. They're going to be there. But God is right there. He's doing a mighty work in this hour. You see it. You know it. You feel it. We accepted the call. Go to work. That's what it's about tonight. We got to empower, show love, and unify. All under the power of the living God. Send me, Lord. I'll go, YAT. We're going to bring some...
Make it me shut up. Anywhere you go, whether my city. as their savior, as their body hit the street. And I know this is a graphic view. I pray that it's attacking you, tracking you to act and do what you see in the back of Lucian. Matthew 24 and 14, we should read it twice before we think that life is just a battle. Says make disciples of all nations. Have we even made them in our own nation? Come on, Christians. Missions exist because worship doesn't. People don't worship the God that made them. We ambassadors. Let's go.
God bless you. I pray all is well with you. We're going to wrap this thing up, man. This the special assignment podcast, Breaking Chains, YAT Radio. Pastor Raw hanging out. And listen, we just got to go ahead and do it. Listen, we have to go ahead and accept what it is that we are called and chosen to do. You know, if you're walking in it, good, perfect. You know what I'm saying? Help someone else to get to that place. Open up the door. Someone is tired, worn out, and feeling defeated. You know, I know what that feels like. Feeling alone, feeling like they can't make it. Don't know what to do. You know, saying that they, you know, listen, they telling you, I trust God. I have faith in God. And you know, it just feels so hard because everybody's saying that we're children of God. We got your back and nobody's there for them. So they're feeling drained. They're feeling tired, beat down. I know what it feels like. It's time for unity. It's time for love. It's time to empower one another. God is speaking to us out here tonight. God knows that we're tired. He knows that we're trying. He knows that we put him first. He knows that we trust him. He's going to make a way. Just seems hard. We just got to continue to wait on him. He told us in Romans 8 and 28 that, you know what I'm saying, he's going to work everything out for our good and for his glory. God is never going to fail us. He'll never leave nor forsake us. He's going to open a better door than the one that we even prayed for to get out of this situation, to move forward, to get this. And Lord, help me through that. So we got to believe that he's going to protect us. Psalms 91 tells us he's going to give us rest. He's going to take these trials and tribulations, this stressful situation out of the way. Matthew 11, he's going to answer our prayers. You know, we've already been free from our sins. He's going to supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory, not man's. He owns 1,000 cattle on a hill. You know how many hills? So let's prepare ourselves. And if you're prepared, help others to get there. Let's get healthy mentally, physically, spiritually, most importantly. You know, we are history. You know, we are who God called us to be. Let's live accordingly. Simple as that. You know, we all got some hard times. We all got some issues we're dealing with. Let's get through these things together. We're part of the same body. Stop hating on each other. Stop despising each other. Stop being envious of each other. Jealous. All this murder, this killing. It's time to stop. You know, everybody want to get some money. Everybody want to do that. Listen, stop putting money ahead of your family. Well, I'm taking care of this. Listen. What about the love? What about the empowerment, the unity, the support? Support ain't all about money. Some people need a listening ear. Somebody needs somebody to talk to. Somebody need to be guided out of that dark area they in. Don't even know how to reach out and ask because they've been defeated so many times. I know what all that feels like, man. We got to get past that. It's time for all that to stop. It's been going on too long. If God is no respect to person, who in the heck are you? You get to cast everybody down because what? You think you better than everybody else? We live in this world, we just not of this world. So my Breaking Chains tonight was just all about, man, my assignment was talking about the unity and the love and to empower each other, man, and let's change this thing and come together like we were created to do. Too many are trying to just get it for my me, myself, and I, and you forgetting about everybody else, and that's not how God planned it. So it won't last long for you. No, not speaking nothing negative against you at all. We got to make sure that we helping our brothers and sisters out, moving forward with everybody. Seriously. Just like that. Hey, man, that's what I got for you tonight, man. I just had that on my heart, man. I wanted to come on and bring that special assignment to you. Let's come in love and unity and empowerment, and let's pray for one another, man. You know, let all souls unite and pray. You know, enough is enough. It's time to speak up and speak out. Leave that mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence. If we start coming together, speaking out about these things, coming against the negative forces of evil, the things will change. You know what I'm saying? One thing about it, light always puts darkness out of the way. Darkness can never outpower the light. Never. So with two or more gathered in his name, he's in the midst. Let's come together on one accord and break some chains. You know, our ancestors worked hard for us to get here. Most importantly, our brother, our savior, Yahshua HaMashiach, Christ Jesus. You know, sacrifice was made. It's time to get back at it. Get back to the basics. Get back on the grind. Get back to the streets. Time to start changing lives, man. You know, letting people know, you know, that we care. Start back building communities, societies, businesses, wealth, health. You know what I'm saying? Like I told you, agriculture. Start back taking care of ourselves. We invented it anyway. Start back using the mind for the purpose that it's for. You know what I'm saying? You out here trapping and running and doing and selling and doping and doing all this. Hey, let's start building with that. Start investing in some business. Start buying property. Start growing, getting some farms, growing some food. That's what time it is. It's time to break those chains. All right? Strictly out of love, man. Let's start using this brain up here. There's real talk out here. Hey, I'm going to get out of here. Listen, I enjoyed it tonight. Don't forget tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, History Talk with Dr. Pastor Levert Kemp. Going to come on and, you know, talk about history, true history. Get involved in the conversation, 858-357-9137. I support the ministry. Our Cash App is up, $, all caps, YATLIVE, Yat Live, $, Yat Live. Or you can send us a check of money order wherever you are in the world. We accept them. You can send it to Young Adults Talk Foundation, P.O. Box 70033, P.O. Box 70033, Mobile, Alabama, 36670, 36670. We are a nonprofit 501c3 foundation. So everything is tax exempt. So support the ministry. Okay? Thank you very much. Shouts out to everybody. Much love to you. Let's open our hearts and minds as we go before the throne of God. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God. We thank you for your son, Christ Jesus, Lord God, his Holy Spirit, to lead and guide us throughout the night, Lord God, as we give you all the love, the honor, the glory, and the praise from our hearts, Father God. Father God, we thank you for giving us this opportunity to be used as a platform, Father God, to come before your people. We pray that something was said, Father God, that touched their hearts, Father God, pierced them, Father God, and cut them with the double-edged sword, Father God, of your word that is alive and active today. Father God, we pray for complete healing financially, mentally, spiritually, Father God, holistically in our lives from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet and our families, Father God, and our loved ones, Father God. Father God, we lift all the ministries up to you, Father God, that are doing your work and your will, Father God, out here in the field, Father God, working the harvest, Father God. Father God, continue to bless them and guide them, Father God. Watch over us and keep us, Father God. Thank you for your love, your strength, Father God, your comfort, Father God, and your open-mindedness, Father God, to see that we were chosen by you, Father God, and see that we were capable of your will and your work, Father God. Touch us, lead us, and guide us, Father God. Bless us, Father God, as we go out tonight, Father God, but we never leave your presence, Father God. Thank you for never leaving nor forsaking us, Father God. We thank you, we honor you, and glorify you. Our God's children all over the world say amen, 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 hallelujah, and we thank you, Lord God. We truly thank you.
I thank you for it all. Great and small, the times of victory, and when I fall, I'm so grateful that I'm still standing tall. I thank you for my tears, the pain helped me overcome my fears. You've been good to me down throughout the years. It's a miracle that I'm still standing here. All that I am is because all that you brought me through, and everything I survive, it's all because of
Breaking Chains with Young Adults Talk
on YAT Radio.
When the door set it like sunrise, everybody who be coming in, thinking that he's gone, yet he in for a big surprise. Voila, uh-huh, right there before they eyes. Deal me back, ain't cut no slack on the cats who try to hide. Hey, what they say, I drop, cats all out. Call the rich, they tell me they will be, yes, sir, they gon' be shot. They dead now, can't live just on that bread now. I still go what he said now, I'm as beautiful, get no red now. See the freak on the mountain, and 3,000, I'll believe it. And he called me on the campus, and I answered and received him from the witness. Get the seen him to the heathen, do not reach him. The proof is in the change, understanding how we reach him. Hey, so I stand up, I will never stand down. Working with my hands up, humble by his hand down. Yes, sir, that is it. I will never call it quits. Pressing on. That's how I know I'm here than that he
is.
You alone.
in the shower, brush my teeth, wash my face with a rag and put on my black gear. Touch for my collar, got the Lord on my mind as I swag and I'm praising only him. Even though I'm walking through the valley with a shadow with death, I'm yelling, what evil can I fear? On the real, I believe in a man. I can do a whole lot, which is the faith of a mustard seed in a man. I got the faith that he's turning the situation, the face in the rhino's going down, cause I put my life in his hand like a mic on the sand. Man, I'm telling you, I ain't running from him no more. I'ma do what I gotta do to let my light show, cause I know eternal life and show with me like Ico. On the real though, super ill flow is what he gave me. I'ma be whatever I gotta be, longer God in it. When he give me the orders, I'ma gon' handle my business, and I'ma pull out the mission to stop till I finish. It's on now, feel like somebody forgot me cause I'm on fire. When it comes to the word of God, call me Einstein, cause I'm in it, flipping through these pages like a gymnast. When you're sticking with all of your heart, ain't no limits to what it revealing. Consider it in your heart and dealing with situations with the wisdom of God. I don't have to fight no battles, I just give them to God. He gave me the grace to help and never living get hard. He's a true source, pulling out like a new Porsche, looking at the past in the rear view. I'm just a living testimony of God's grace and mercy, on a mission delivering the good news. What about you?
In you alone,
oh,
I put my trust in you.
God bless and thanks for listening to Breaking Chains on YAT Radio. Listen every night as we live stream on www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio or call in live 858-357-9137. Breaking Chains on YAT Radio, leaving a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the Truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.